This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of things, as we all know, have changed in this pandemic, including how we think about risk, what we are willing to do and what we are not. Because spending time indoors with a lot of people around is scary now in ways it wasn't before. There is a labor story in there in more ways than one, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Back in March, when New York City issued its lockdown order, Kim Sun got a voicemail from a pregnant woman she'd never met who was due any day.
You could tell the woman was having a panic attack in the middle of the call. Just the desperation was everywhere.
Sun, a midwife, says the expecting mom was too scared to go to the hospital. Sun specializes in at-home births. She says as hospitals overflowed with COVID patients, she started getting close to 40 calls a day on some days. That's around how many patients she sees a year.
Suddenly, it just hit us like a tsunami. We didn't know what to do. The home birth community became completely swamped.
At-home births have been getting more popular for a while, but are still only about 1% of deliveries. Sun thinks the COVID spike will level off, but with a little more than 12,000 certified nurse midwives in the U.S. right now, many say they're overwhelmed. Historian and certified nurse midwife Michelle Drew says home births used to be the norm in the late 19th and early 20th century, and so were midwives.
90% were Black women and 10% were ethnic immigrants. Physicians still really weren't attending births because it was not considered, you know, important.
By the 1900s, the American public hospital system was taking root and the narrative changed.
They, you know, essentially demonized the midwives. Why would you possibly want some dirty old Black woman who's probably not literate when you could have a physician?
Giving birth is certainly safer now than it was 100 years ago, but the U.S. now lags behind other wealthy nations when it comes to pregnancy care. And mortality rates have been rising. Studies show hospital births are safer overall, but there's evidence women with low-risk pregnancies can deliver safely at home. One of the reasons mothers choose at-home births is because they don't feel they will be heard or taken care of in a hospital setting. It's particularly a concern for Black women who have 2 to 3 times the maternal mortality rate of white women. Kiki Jordan, a certified professional midwife, says she's gotten a lot more calls from Black expectant mothers.
COVID hit right around the same time that lots of people were starting to talk and there was a lot of awareness gained about outcomes for Black women and Black babies in the hospitals. The combination of those two things, definitely we've seen people actually taking the leap and choosing out-of-hospital birth. It's been like nothing I've ever seen before.
This was on Brittany Dandy's mind when she found out she was pregnant in March.
Yeah, I was pregnant for the first time. There's a worldwide pandemic. New York City healthcare is falling completely apart. And every headline I read is specifically about Black women, maternal health, and COVID. I knew that I needed to advocate for myself more than, you know, other women.
She did have to consider price. Even with insurance, labor and delivery costs an average of $4,500 out of pocket. And not all insurance plans cover at-home births, which cost anywhere between $4,000 and $8,000. In the end, Dandy's plan did cover it, so she got in touch with Kim Sun, the midwife in Brooklyn, who was starting to get that tsunami of calls from all over the city. Sun was having to turn women who were nearing labor away, but...
You know, we're going to be very honest. If you are a Black woman, we are going to prioritize you first because we know that it's going to be harder for you to get help.
On November 8th, a cool autumn night, Dandy went into labor in her living room with Sun, her husband, and a giant sign, the family mantra.
That says to be Black and love fully is both a beautiful act of freedom and resistance.
The pandemic was raging on. Presidential politics remained heated. But Dandy says none of that was on her mind when in the quiet of her home in Brooklyn, she gave birth to a baby girl, Aspen James. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.